Greetings to you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Lord, Savior, Master, and Ruler of all. Of all, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, over the whole thing, despite the vexing and the gnashing of teeth by the wicked one and the enemies of our king. Still, sorry, too bad, so sad. He's got the whole thing. So, alas, we are in the middle of the drama. We're in the middle of the whole thing right now as God's people, dealing with these things that we face on a daily basis, and yet it's all good. And yet, all is okay, all is in control, all is in His hands. He knows what He's doing. He's got His people. We're okay. We're taken care of. We will be fine in the midst of all that takes place. And yet, we do need to struggle. We do need to go through. We do need to, for the purposes that God intends, fulfill and be stretched in this time. It's okay. It's all right. You know, if you learn the fundamentals of how to go through, you're going to be all right. If you've learned the way to go through on the simplest of things, doesn't matter how complex the situation may get, you still get the same answer each and every time. God is in control, and you and I, we do that which the Father has for us at this time. So, you know, I know it can get a little bit strange sometimes. I know that, you know, sometimes for us it's hard because, you know, we do just see the limited scope. We do just see the window that we're in. And it can be a little bit tough because you know your pain. You know what it is that you're facing. Somebody else doesn't, because they've got their own pain. They've got their own situation. But when you come in to that place of oneness in Christ Jesus, whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you struggle with, you know that He, by His stripes, we are healed. By His, by what He went through, we're now cured of our infirmities, cured of our diseases and our sicknesses, healed, made whole. God is in control. And the ability for His people not just to realize that, because so often people acknowledge that, yes, yes, I know God's in control. No, walk in that. Move in that. You know, God would like for His people to take up the authority and the position that they have in Him. He would like for His people to trust Him. He would like for His people to actually exercise faith in Him and to do that which He's called them to do. You know, oftentimes, I was having a little chat with my dad the other day about this. You know, oftentimes, the people of God are, it's like somebody that wants to be a good basketball player, and you watch all the footage and all the reels, and you study the moves of the greats, of Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Larry Bird and all of these, you know, past masters and the new ones and all, but you never picked up a basketball. You never went and shot a free throw. That's what a lot of people are like. They never ever move into the things of God. So God would they read all kinds of books about healing, but they're never healed. And they never move into that place. Be healed in Christ Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now, right now, in Jesus' name, be healed. Move in that. Live in that. That's your right as a child of God. It's a place of authority that you have as a child of God. You can move in that. You can know this. You can walk in this. This can be your life. Not something that you think about, not something that you ponder, not something that a mental exercise that you try to make work. It can be, and it is, your life. It is what is you're called to be in and to move and to live and to have your being in that place. The fullness of the Godhead. You're intended to be a reflection of that, consummated with that. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You in Him, one in Him. There's no separation for the people of God. There's no separation for any of the things of God. The reality of what God intended you to know, to have, to be, all of that is made available to you in Christ Jesus. You know, this is again back to the whole conditioning thing. We've got some stuff to unlearn. Because, I mean, when you realize how invasive the programming is and how just screwed up most people that would call themselves Christians are. Oh my gosh. My buddy, or actually not, he's a friend of mine from Sri Lanka actually, recently sent me this little, it was a YouTube video on Christian dating. And and I sent it to a few of my friends because who knows? It was just how ridiculous this whole thing has become. And the guy in there is kind of like, the girl keeps slapping him because he does things wrong according to the conditioning that they've all been fed in those circles. It was funny, and yet it was so true. Because that's what people have turned into. Form of godliness denies the power thereof. People tied up in mental knots to the point that they can't even think straight, even if they wanted to. They wouldn't know. They don't know which way to go, what to do. And so they create all these different little things, create all these different little rules, and so bundled up and bunched up, controlling each other. Where are you going? And for what? Now what? Now that you've done all of this stuff, now what? See, that's back to your best efforts. That whole thing is about your best efforts, maybe now making you what? Now you're going to have the perfect little marriage? Now you're going to have the perfect little life because you dotted your I's, crossed your T's, got everything in place, and now everything's going to be okay? The group approves of you. The pastor approves of you. You've done it right, brother. Now you okay? No. It doesn't work like that. Look, there are principles to life, of course. Book of Proverbs, if you want to know some good wisdom on basically everything, read that. Read the Book of Proverbs, put it into practice. Some great natural principles for how to go through everything. And yet, the Book of Proverbs is a set of principles, but you need to follow the voice of the leading of the Spirit of God, which is going to show you in every situation, here's what you must do. See, the Spirit of God will lead you in ways. You have to be flexible if you're going to walk with God, because God will tell you five times. He'll tell you go left, and on the sixth time He's going to tell you to go right. You don't know why, but He does. He knows where He'd have you to go. He knows what He'd have you to do. And if you don't follow the voice of the Spirit, you go left because that was always what you did. And then pretty soon, you're serving that left turn that you keep making over and over again because that's the way that God's always done it. Maybe He doesn't want to do it that way. Maybe He's changed that. See, God doesn't change. And yet, at the same time, the way that He manifests, He custom builds it for every situation, depending on what it is that He would desire to do and to prove, and to show and to reveal, and the way that He would like to be glorified. So, in one situation, God's going to, like what Jesus said, John came neither eating nor drinking, and you said he's got a demon. The Son of Man comes eating and drinking, and you call him a wine bibber and a friend of the worst sorts of people. Here's Jesus, and here's John. What did God say about those born of women? There was no one greater than John, and Jesus was the Son of God. And between the two of them, they had fault. They found fault with them. They didn't meet up and measure up to the expectation of man. Why? Was it the manifestation of them? No, it wasn't the manifestation of them. It was the Spirit that was behind them. See, if you've got the Spirit of God behind what you do, then no matter what you do, people are going to have a problem with you if they're on the side of dark, if they're on the side of the lie of the enemy. You can do everything perfect according to the world standard, and you still aren't good enough because of the fact of the Spirit that's behind you. And likewise, you can do everything wrong according to their system, but if you're one of theirs, they're gonna cut you some slack. You don't go to jail. They take care of their own for a window of time until you're of no more use to them, at which time they dispose of you like the trash that you are. Oh yes, the world's brutal. Cannon fodder. They work their way through. And you know what's funny too to me is these world leaders as well, you know, with all of their posturing and all of their with all of the stuff that they do, they don't realize, look, buddy, your neck's on the chopping block. You think you've got your whole thing cranked up. Okay, maybe today you do. Give it a couple of years. Better yet, give it 4. Give it 5. Let's see where you are right now. You think the crown is secure for another generation? You just wait and see. How about this? Ask yourself where your success... Where were those, your predecessors, the ones that you succeeded, where are they right now? Just ask that simple question. Where are they right now? The ones that were there 10 years before you, 15 years before you, where are they right now? The ones that came up the same way that you came up, where are they right now? 20 years ago, where are they right now? Most of those ones are rotting in the ground, being eaten by worms. Quickly they're gone. And their lines are cut off. You think that they carry this thing on to the next generations? No! The crown is not secure for another generation. Righteousness saves from death. All the rest of this stuff don't matter. All the rest of this stuff gets wiped out. All of these guys with all of their posturing and all of their... Look. You're gonna die. You're already dead because you don't serve life and truth in the way, which is Christ. But you're going to die a physical death. At which time, everything that you've ever done, every work that you've ever... Everything, all that you are within is manifest without. And the ugliness of your soul, detached from God, your selfishness, your worldly pursuits, that which you've given your heart over to, all the rot and the filth and the decay that's been your entire being, all of that will be manifest for all eternity. You're basically screwed for all eternity. Well done. Your mama would be so proud. See, Jesus said, what did he say to the Pharisees? Look, first clean the inside of the cup. And then, you know, it's they all focus on the outside. Look, the outside don't matter. Because, why? Because the outside's stripped away. When this life is over, the outside's stripped away. Your spirit and your soul go on into eternity, and the real you is manifest for what it is. And when that happens, what are you going to do? Those that have given themselves over to life and to truth and to Christ Jesus and allowed Him to do what He does, which is to make out of you a new creation, they're manifest for what they are. They're beautiful. They shine like the stars in the sky. Beautiful, beautiful thing of what God does with His people. And those that aren't His, look, you're eternally ugly. Hey, you chose it. See, this is the irony of it. People get mad at God, and yet they're the ones that make the choice to go that way. Proverbs says that a man's ways destroys his own life, and yet his heart rages against the Lord. Why are you getting mad at God? You did it. God puts before people life and death, blessing and curses. It's right there for them. They can choose it, or they can reject it. But you reject life to your own peril. You choose to be a liar to your own hurt. See, this is why, for me, when there's a politician that is an overt liar, look, what does Scripture say? The devil is the father of all lies. So, if there's somebody that is a liar, plain and simple, you can tell that they are, you can see it because they themselves are caught in their own deception. Because, see, we live in a day and a time right now where when people, especially because of the electronic media, when people say the truth, it stays there consistent. When people lie, it's very, very easy to follow up on that. You can just put those statements together back to back. It's right there. And so when people lie, what are you going to do? You know where their source is. You know where their heart is. You know where who their father is. But when people tell the truth, you know where they're coming from as well. Better a truth seeker and a lover of truth and one that is devoted and committed to that than somebody that has success in this world system but is a liar. It's a sad, sad thing to see people choose and choose wrongly. It's a beautiful thing to see people choose and choose rightly. The Spirit of God leads people in the way they should go. He leads them in the right choice. And when you walk in the choices that God has for you, there is good success in His way. You know, the world looks for big, quick, now. That is the MO of the world. That is their method of operation. Big, quick, now. Everybody wants to jump on something that's going to be big. Everybody wants to be part of something that's going to move up quick. They all want now. Delay. There is no such thing as delay of gratification in the world system. Whereas God's people learn, the Spirit of God teaches us to wait patiently on the Lord for what it is that He has for us. You know why? Because, look, God takes care of His people, and He will fulfill the promises He's made, but on His time and in His way. Because, you know, in the process of Him fulfilling a promise that He's made, He's also working something out in you. He's also working something out in me. You know, I used to get a bit frustrated with that because God would promise certain things to me, or He'd say certain things to me, and I know He would tell me. On purpose, He would tell me. He'd be like, all right, you know, I'm going to do this. This is something that is part of my plan and intention with you and for you. And then I would go through a phase of, okay, I would think it's coming in a week or a month or a year or maybe 5 years. But as you pass that 10-year mark and it's still there and you're waiting and you're starting to get into what would be biblical times in the way of the Abraham and Joseph type stuff, where Joseph is promised certain things at 17 and he goes into jail for a good 13 years. And Abraham told to be the father of many nations, and it's 99 when Isaac starts coming along. I mean, it's a stretch. And every time that people try to do things their own way and don't wait on the Lord for what it is that He would do, people get into trouble. They trouble themselves. They set themselves up. And then, after they've screwed up everything, then they go and blow some snot and cry, big old snot bubbles, because now they're trying to fix it. It doesn't work like that. Look, you can live the maximum life. You can live the abundant life. But it comes on His terms. And that process of it coming on His terms is you listening to the voice of the Spirit of God. You not going in the way that you think you should go, but in going the way that He would send you. In going the way and doing that which He would have for you to do. And there's times where it may not be a road that you would like to be on necessarily. But when you look back later on, you will see the hand of God. When you look back later on, you will understand that this is the way that God had for you to go. You'll appreciate it. You won't have wanted to change it. See, people, oftentimes what ends up happening is they when there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. People, because they don't trust God, so then they try to do it their own way. They try to go in their own concoction. They say, all right, maybe if I just do this, maybe if I just work this, maybe if I just kind of make this happen. And in that process of trying to do that, they enslave themselves. The world doesn't have to enslave you. You enslave yourself. You put yourself in that bondage. Look, the quickest way out, the quickest way out is to right now, ASAP, line up with the Spirit of God, get into spiritual, physical, mental alignment with what God says, and once you do that, every day, every moment of your life, stay in that place. And then do what He tells you to do. What is that sweet spot? We talked about that. In the right place at the right time, doing the right thing in alignment with the Spirit of God. If your entire being is aligned, so your spirit is lined up with Him, your mind is being brought into alignment with Him, your flesh is being lined up with Him. When you bring that, there's a place where this flow that takes place now with God through you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a place of freedom. Ugh. God's got His people. He's got everything under control. And you don't got to worry. You know, people worry way too much. They're concerned way too much. Look, this world was here before you got here, chances are that there's going to be a lot of people checking out in the days ahead too, which means that it's going to kind of carry on after you go. So what is it that God would have for you to do in the window of time that you're here? It's a good question to ask. It's a good thing to make sure that you're on that point. And it starts with, it begins with, you just, the first thing is, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? Who is it you'd have me to be? Is your being in alignment with Him? You know that. If it's not, change it. If it's not, make an adjustment. He'll wait. He's right there. He'll help you. If you ask Him for help, He'll help you. See, if you seek Him, you're going to find Him. If you ask, you'll receive. If you knock, the door will be open. That's just the way it works. You got to want this. And if you want this, you're going to have it. God makes it available to those that have a heart for it. To those that do not, those that don't want it, look, they're never going to have it. They're never going to receive it. You can't fake this. But it's real. And it's available. And it's a beautiful time to walk with the King of Kings. It is a beautiful time to know that which God has for you. You can live in this reality, even now. Because actually, there's no other time. This moment right now, this is it. So live in it, because that's what God intended and destined for you. So hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Glad to be able to catch up, and we're going to keep on as much as we can. And like I said, going to be traveling coming up here in a couple of days. So when we get the chance, going to check in when we have it. But keep us in prayer. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and we'll catch up with you again soon. All right, God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye.